I'm Mike Curtis with Curtis Feed Equipment with my dad.
I'm Randy Curtis, Michael's father.
You're listening to the HRVV podcast.
Recording from our headquarters in Old Town Orange, welcome to the Hot Rod 5 Boy podcast. Welcome, listeners. You're tuned into another episode of the HRVV podcast, recording here at headquarters in downtown Orange. I'm here with Chris Kyneton. How are we doing, my friend?
Real good. Real good.
Nice, nice. Well, we got some guests, so let's just get right into it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got our neighbor here, Mike Curtis from Curtis Speed, joining us on the podcast, along with his dad, Randy. What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing great. Yeah. No, this is cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's been, 3 days since we finished the Grand National Roadster Show?
Yeah.
2025. Busy weeks leading up to it, right?
Yeah, it was a busy couple months leading up to it. We've been thrashing.
Yeah, and I had front row seats to Mike's build there, which we'll talk about here in a second. So let's just rewind, because when did you decide? I mean, this wasn't something you planned for a few years, right? When did you decide to finish that car and take it?
I got, my dad sent, like, he sent me pictures of this big barn full of cars. And he's like, hey, are you interested in any of these? They're selling some guy's collection.
And how long ago was this?
Was that 3.5 years?
Yeah, was it that 2.5 or 3 years? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Time flies. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then there was only like the back corner, a little bit of the top and the rear fender. And I was like, I think that's a 36 Phaeton. Oh my gosh. And I remember we did one at your dad's, at the Boyd Coddington garage. And it was cool then, but I don't know. I guess I'm older now, so I'm more into the, I don't care about four doors as much. And
yeah,
but then I had it and I was driving it and it was cool. But ever since I got it, I was like, this thing's neat, but I need to lower it a lot, chop the windshield only, and put a blower with a flathead or with a 5-speed. And so that was kind of the base premise we went on. And last year after the Roadster show, I was like, okay, it's time to start working on that thing. The motor was just so tired, you couldn't drive it for much more than an hour. So,
but it was a driving car when you got it.
Yep, running, driving, all original, except for it had hydraulic brakes.
Oh, okay.
But it was still 6-volt and 3-speed. Nice. And your top speed was about 45. It made it tough to get around here in Southern California. Yeah. But, so then I started checking around to get a motor built, or looking for a used motor even. I just wanted to make it drive better. And then once we started tearing into it, realized that I was going to have to, in order to get it the way I wanted, I had to basically build a whole new frame for it or modify everything in the frame anyway. So it was basically a year on the total build.
But it seemed like really picked up steam here the last 2 months, and in the last 6 weeks, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then Mike brought in the crew in the last, 2 weeks?
Yeah. I brought his brother and I in a week and a half ago and for the weekend. And
yeah,
we busted.
That was cool.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, it wasn't, I was just doing the car to drive it. I wasn't trying to build a show car.
Yeah.
And then I was up at JF's wedding and we were talking about it and stuff. He knew, we talked quite a bit. So he was like, hey, you know what? You should just throw another coat of paint on that thing and fluff up the interior a little bit and take it to the Roadster show. And at first I was like, no, it's not that kind of car or whatever. Well, he talked me into it and we wound up. So that was in September. So,
okay.
That's when it really started getting heavy, and we put all new floors in it, and at that point, and then repainted it and redid all the suspension was pretty well together, but we'd never had it on the ground even. It was just on the rack the whole time. And then it got busy and had to bring in help from everywhere I could.
towards the end there was a lot of people. A lot of people helping out, which was cool, So, you made the wheels for it, right? I mean, you made I mean, there's, tell us more about the details, because there's stuff. What's cool about that, like some of that stuff on the motor, like some of the brackets, right? You made and bead blasted, shot peen, I should say, right?
Right. Yeah. Because Don Ferguson, I made a deal with him to do wheels for his Streamliner. He was going for 400 mile an hour at Bonneville, and he wanted new wheels. And so he's like, if you make me a bunch of wheels for my car, we'll trade for the motor. And I wanted it all cast look. He has a giant blower that looks like the Scott, but it's bigger. So it's pretty cool looking on there. And
yeah.
And then he decides to break out these twin plug heads he had laying around and talked me into using those. So then I didn't want to, dual spark plugs, you need dual magnetos or distributors or whatever. And so he kind of pointed me in the direction to get a mag splitter. And then I drew up a new setup that ran distributors and ran off a belt and made it real tight and compact to try to squeeze it all in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause then, but when you put that on there, right, is ultimately what, were you going to run hood sides on it?
Or? I was planning on running the full hood. And
but then that thing was kind of sticking out a little bit, right? Because, I mean, that's
setup,
but it's
you got distributor caps hanging out the side of the hood. So I was like, well, guess we're not running hood sides now.
Things sound so bitching, man, when you're driving it.
I only heard
it a little bit because I saw it get off the trailer and then pull in the show. I got video. I sent you that video of that.
Yeah. We didn't have much time. We barely got it. We drove it off the lift into the trailer and then off the trailer into the show. But it ran great. And
yeah, that's cool. And the last minute crunch, which you're good at, right?
it's the exciting pressure.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because, we had designed some wheels for Christine's dad's truck, and it's a version of the Cleveland wheel, which Mike machined. And then, we're going in the weekend. I'm like, what makes these wheels unique is the cap we did. And it's Friday. Hey, Mike, are we looking on them caps? And he's, I'm going to be doing them this weekend. I go, okay. I just kind of pop in, and I was, they needed help with running parts, because we use some of the same vendors. So trying to see what they were doing. But man, you had those wheels too machined at the very end too.
Everything, like the last 2 weeks, we were only cutting parts for the Roadster Show stuff. Like I did a set for Mackie's car and your deal. And
yeah, that's, well, yeah. I mean, you did a good job on everything, man. I liked on the wheels. What was cool is the way you machined the cap, and then when you shot painted, it kind of blurs that line. It kind of diminishes the line, I should say.
Yeah. I want to do the hidden lug nuts. I've done a couple sets like that where it's like really, we machine everything together so you can't even tell it's got. But then they got that thing so low, I didn't want to have the big spinner nuts hanging out in the front. So we made the front wheel look like a spindle mount.
Yeah.
And the rear ones look like knockoffs, but they just bolt on and then... couple extra pieces to hold the caps together.
And what size were they?
16 by 3.5 and 18 by 5.
And they're all, that's all one piece.
Yeah, one piece.
One piece. Yeah. Man, this is cool. I like it. I like it. I mean, I know you were in a rush to get it there, but I mean, you're gonna have some fun with it. It's like the Roadster Show is just one event, but it was cool that you were there.
Yeah. I wanted to be an AMVR contender with it, and we did it and weren't embarrassed about it.
Yeah.
And so now we can take it around. You're going to drive it all over the place and take it to shows. And
yeah, I mean, it was, no matter what you would have brought, it was going to be hard to compete against Troy's Roadster.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Especially when he had it there last year, metal finish, and it looked like a work of art.
Everything Troy builds is really, really detailed, and it works good. It looks good. He's really a really good builder.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and it's just same thing with the Saloniker with Andy Leach's car. Right?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
When that thing rolled in, I'm up. Yeah. It's,
right.
They've already figured this one out. You know,
those guys have such big budgets on those.
That's the thing, though, too. That... You know, and that's what was cool about, you know, Christine's dad's truck, because he started that project, you know, 5-6 years ago. He bought it as a metal finish, you know, cab, just pieces. And then he just, I was like, when I first started dating her 4 years ago, I was like, what are you doing here? You know, oh, I'm working on this. He was doing it in his garage here in Marietta, you know.
You saw that, right?
The truck.
That blue F-100.
Yeah, that's sweet.
Yeah, so he, you know, in that whole thing, I introduced him to Keith, because I said, who are you going to paint? He goes, I don't know, I'm looking for somebody. And I was like, you know, I wanted to see Keith jump back in the, you know, jump back in the game on our end. He's been doing his thing in Washington for a while, you know. So connect the dots there, and now they're best friends. And then, you know, got him over to Gabe's.
Yeah, well, it's cool. You know, kind of have the same circle of builders. You're still using everyone that.
For sure. And, you know, I mean, I said, hey, did you have any renderings of this? He goes, no, I don't have any renderings. I go, well, we're going to have to visualize some stuff. So we got Eric Brockmeyer involved, you know. Eric Brockmeyer designed the interior and helped me design the wheels. And yeah, it's cool. It was cool. Yeah. It was exciting. It was a good time, you know. I think the Sloniker Award is now the bar is raised for that level. Right.
Oh yeah, I think that's the award everyone's going after nowadays.
Yeah, so it's overtaken
the Riddler, I think.
Yeah, it's kind of like it's the new Riddler, right? I mean,
right.
I mean, when you win it with, I mean, I heard 2 million, I heard 3 million, I heard 4 million on that Pontiac. I don't know. I mean,
yeah, that's a lot. It's crazy.
The budgets are so crazy.
Yeah, and once you get over $1 million, it's just like, oh, another million, another 2 million. Like it's
yeah, just right, crazy. Right. Yeah, but it was cool. I didn't get a chance. Did you get a chance to walk around the show much?
Not a lot. I did a little, but.
Because, you know, you're by your car a lot.
Yeah, I couldn't go very far away and without getting stuck.
But overall, it was a good show. I mean, I had a wheel booth too. So it's like Friday and Saturday was packed, man. Just answering questions. We were beat by Sunday, man. We were just ready to get out of there.
It was good to see the turnout was really well, like the spectator turnout.
Yeah.
And well
that's what I'm saying. There was a ton of people.
And the quality of cars, like, yeah, just unbelievable.
It was I wish I could have walked around more, because at the award ceremony, I was seeing some of the cars that were winning, and I go, where was that? I didn't see that.
Right.
But then again, I'm thinking, well, I didn't really walk around that much. I went from building 4 to building 6 and back, but... So, Randy, what did you think of the show?
I loved it. I thought it was great.
And that was your first time?
Yeah, sure.
And did you ever go when it was in Oakland at all?
No, I haven't been there yet.
Really? So this was your first time?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. So, I mean, probably overwhelming for you, right? I mean.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah. The cars are awesome.
It was.
Mike said the quality of the builds are crazy.
It is. I mean, the level's just it's up there, right? I mean, it is pretty crazy. It's good to see. It's good to see. But let's take it back a ways, because, I mean, I know Mike's story, how he came to California, but, I mean, what's your automotive background and your influence on your son?
My automotive background is I was in the business 43 years. Mike, as soon as he graduated, he decided he was coming to California, and away he went.
Yeah.
So his brother came with him to help him drive out, so it was... not a single drive for him, and that turned out well. And he's just joined in with guys like he belongs here.
Yeah.
You know, he seems to be happy and loves it.
Well, ever since I met him, he just, like, jumps in head first, you know, right? It's kind of like when my dad was like, hey, you want to learn these machine things? Yep. You know, yep.
Yep. He's not afraid to do anything. He'll get it done.
Yeah. So, which is cool, man, because it was 97, right?
Yeah.
97. Because that's the year you graduated, 97?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, you're 5 years behind me. But, man, a lot's changed, but it's kind of the same too, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's same car guys, but just, like I said, certain things. Like, when it comes to the wheels and comes to just other detail in these cars, it's just on a different level. So, it was cool. I liked the... I like the Grand National. I hope that they, I'd like to see them roll in that, that truck show in September was kind of a letdown. I know they're trying, they got one more year. They got to try to do something with that, but they almost need to just roll that into the Grand National Roadster Show.
Yeah, it's tough.
And I have one haul, you know, like have one haul
for trucks,
for and, trucks.
Well, yeah, because you got trucks going for the AMVR and trucks going for Sloniker, and yeah, it's they I don't know, they, I don't think there's enough to do a whole show on it.
That's the
yeah,
thing.
But like you're saying, it, one building would be great, and then but then they got to have a truck award.
Yeah, or, they start they started that. They have, well, yeah, they have America's Most Beautiful Truck. But I got to tell you, like, there was some really quality stuff at the show, but there wasn't just a lot, there wasn't a lot going on, you know? It was just in one hall, which it was in building four. And they didn't even have that thing totally filled up. So it's like, they could take one of the other halls and start that.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just, the, like, we just talk about the foot traffic at the spectator at the show this weekend. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was.
As a vendor displaying my product, I was... Man, I talked to a lot of people, which was cool. But then also frustrating. Some people, hey, I went to go see you. I couldn't find you. I'm like, dude, I was right building four, you know? But I don't know. What was your what was your favorite of the AMBR cars, Randy?
That's
besides,
tough.
Besides
Mike's
doesn't count. Mike's doesn't count.
I don't know. There was an orange roadster there that had the 427 camera in it that was,
yeah,
pretty overwhelming.
That was cool. Well, there was three orange 32s,
right?
Here
for the orange deuce.
Yeah, but only one with a camera in.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, I really like Mike's Phaeton. I think it's like it's got a cool factor to it, you know? Like
people love the color.
Yeah, it's cool. I like it. I mean, and it's also too, like we talk about budgets, right? It's not $1 million build.
Right,
but it's cool. It's something that you're gonna go drive and enjoy, but it could stand there with the rest of those other cars, you know?
Yeah. Well, so like talking about budget, it was probably the lowest budget build in the whole building, honestly. Like,
yeah, I mean, but considering like the trading and doing that stuff, and
we weren't embarrassed, you know.
You machine and your own parts
with the big. You know, the other, yeah, big builders. So that was satisfying.
Yeah, because I don't know. I didn't get a chance to really. I mean, because I was there looking, staring at a couple of them. But I don't know. I mean, what I did outside of the AMVR cars, like that Willys pickup was pretty bitching.
Yeah, yeah. The VZ brothers had those. Yeah, they had two cars there.
Lorenzini's Roadster. Yeah. They were cool because they were like, man, why didn't you enter the truck in the Sloniker? But they wanted that thing by their booth, I guess.
Yeah, just to get positioned.
Pretty cool. Yeah, because they're both, you know, kind of tribute. One was more of a Bowder's unfinished project, right?
And the other one was a Chaporus.
Yeah. So there's some history there with them, which was cool. I had people come up to me, and what was cool is couple people, but one guy in particular, he actually brought some t-shirts by today. He came up, he had the old Fat Jack jersey, you know, the jersey shirts, the baseball jersey shirts or whatever they called them.
Right.
Yeah. That was cool. Then he came by today and he brought an old, he brought the shirt. It's, I have it. Oh, it's right there. Actually right behind you. Let me grab it. I'll post pictures later. You got this. It's a, what is it? Street. Remember this one?
No, I've never seen that.
Yeah,
shirt.
This is cool. So it says Double Take Street Heat, and it's got the Colmus cars on there, which.
That was a husband and wife.
Yep.
Combo, right?
Yep. Yeah. So I'm going to post pictures of that. Pretty cool. And then a GMC Truck Center shirt. They're like brand new. These things have never been worn.
Like 88.
Yeah, that would have been probably 89,
90. Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, the trucks, I think, they jumped on it when the trucks came out, but then they started selling those things at GMC Truck Center maybe a year or two into it. So, yeah, I don't know. You know? But other than, what else at the show? I mean, there was... like I said, I didn't get a chance to walk around too much, but
it's good seeing all the, you know, all the people in town. Like, everyone comes to town for this, so you get to,
for sure, right?
You so get to visit all the.
We see it at our shops, right? Because you're three doors down from me, and it's just the Australian guys come in first. It seems like they come in like 2 weeks ahead of time. They turn a whole a 2 week adventure into this thing. Right?
Yeah,
I mean.
Well, it's another reason why that award's getting bigger is because you come into Southern California instead of Detroit.
Detroit in March.
Detroit, right?
Detroit.
It's cold and snowy, yeah. And it's kind of crummy place.
Yeah.
We
have had weather here in the last like 5-6 years, right, at the Roadster Show.
You get rain.
But it's never really, ruin it because it's, you know, it doesn't last that long.
It's not good to drive. It's rain and roadsters don't really mix.
No, not really.
But you're not driving anything in the snow.
No. Yeah, for sure, right? And then transport. I mean, yeah, it's, of course, California. It's the spot. Yeah, so hopefully, I mean, it's curious to see in years to come, people are just going to be probably building specifically for that, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
To that level. Yeah. It was cool. And then I did go in the first building. I guess I call it first building, but it's building 9.
With all the old winners. Yeah, yeah. I did. We went and checked that out on Sunday. Yeah. That was
really cool.
Impressive.
Yeah. Dennis Varney's roadsters still look good. Larry Murray's Phaeton looks bitching.
Those are like two of my favorite all time cars.
Yeah. The only thing that kind of disappointed me was the Butch Martino roadster. Did you see with the flames?
And the top.
And the silly top.
Yeah. And it was funny because I was talking to the Kugels and they're like, yeah, we think that was your dad's roadster, but he didn't do that. And I'm like, they didn't have a picture. And I go, I'm walking over there. Cause they're like, we can't remember what's the guy's name. And I go, they're purple roadsters. There's only Butch Martino's that won. Right. And I go over there and I go, oh man. Yeah. I don't know. It's tough. Right. Cause you buy these things and you pay money for them. And it's like, I mean, they're your cars. You can do whatever you want, but, you know, we've seen that happen over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. We were talking about that last night, too. Like, it's just, you kind of, if you're buying one of these famous cars, you kind of have a responsibility to keep it up and keep the legend of it. But some guys don't, and you don't have to, I guess, but.
I've watched that happen, and I watched it happen with that, That cabriolet that had really low miles on it, popped up here about 7 years ago locally, had like 1,500 miles on it. Super nice car. And that guy, Tom Schottner, bought it. And then he wanted to do like the touring thing. He had the rubber mats on the running boards and he louvered the hood sides and all this. You'll put the bigger mirrors on the thing. And what are you doing? You know? It's like, I mean, luckily it wasn't anything like really major and they kept all the original stuff, but it's just like, you wanted to do all that. Why don't you just go buy another car and do it too?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not like a well-known car. Like, I mean, could you imagine painting Cadzilla or something? You know?
Well, luckily they still own that thing, right?
Well, yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, look at Cadzilla. Or not Shazoom. Shazoom, yeah.
Yeah, so wheels have been changed on that thing. Interior went all space age looking and shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It's
Muscle,
weird, right?
Muscleman's Roadster and the Boyster 2 both went black.
Yeah, but in Muscleman's defense, he had stolen the car
right, when
he changed it. So that's different, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess.
And the interior on his didn't change too. Oh, yeah, it did. It was.
Did it?
Yeah, Gabe did a whole new interior on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's tough watching these things get changed and stuff, right? Because it's like, no. But I don't know. Some people, it's like when that guy Ron Kraft bought my brother's. Do you remember that? When he bought the, were you around? You might have been around then. That two-door wagon, the 59 two-door wagon.
I remember that. I wasn't like, I was over at the wheel side.
Okay. Well, he bought it and it was just bitching. It was red. We used it on the cover of the catalog over there. And then he shows up like, I don't know, he bought it, right? And then he months and months, he goes, oh, check this out. And, you know, back then, it was funny because people walked around with photographs, actual right?
pictures.
Yeah, actual pictures. So he goes, oh, you're going to love this. Look what I did to your brother's wagon. He put tight flames down the whole thing. And I go, oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool, Ron. Yeah. I don't know. But like I said, when you buy it, you put the money out, I guess you can do whatever you want with it. It is.
It might not be everyone's taste, but it's.
No. Where are you going to go next? Like, have you had a chance to think about it with the car?
No. I'm going to go to Del Mar.
Okay.
The good guys hit me up and wanted me to go down there. Yeah. So, and that's a great show. Right by the beach and.
Yeah.
It's nice.
We're going to be there. We'll be there with the truck. I'm contemplating getting a booth space. I don't know. Kind of like to go enjoy it, you know? Go down there and enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Booth. I mean, you're working if you have a booth.
It's a tough deal. Like,
it's a, yeah.
Because, you know, you and I are both the same in our business.
Toss it up where they're.
We're the one that needs to talk to these people at the shows, which I love doing. I do. It's just sometimes the foot traffic isn't there. You'd rather just hang out.
But it wears you out, too, you know, because. So it turns it into a longer weekend.
Yeah, you don't realize just sitting there because you got to be on with everybody, right? Talking to everybody and, you know, and it's like.
Yeah, last time my dad came out was we had the booth at the LA Roadsters.
Is that the last time you came out?
Yeah, it's quite a while ago.
Yeah, that was a while ago. I remember that because I had a booth, right? I was a crew. No.
Yeah.
Did I have the Scoop there or I had the Falcon? I don't know.
Falcon, I think.
But yeah, I remember you had a booth over there. God, that was, how long ago was that? 7-8 years ago?
At least. I
think it was closer to 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Talon's 19 now, and I think he was 8 or 9 years old. He wasn't very old.
Yeah. Man, time flies. Man.
Yeah, well, and then I'm not coming back out there. You just put me to work.
Well, which you did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
come see me, Dad. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. What do you need help on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. When did you get the call from Mike saying, hey, I need to get this. I need you to come out. Need you.
Well, we kind of planned every Father's Day, and that's how it went. But, yeah, here, load the van. Now take it to the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking this trip here?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. No, this one.
Oh, no, he wanted me to come for Christmas, and I couldn't. And I said, I'll come, and we'll go to the Roadster show together. I'll help you. Nice. Come early so we can help you finish whatever you need on the car.
Yeah, because you've been out for, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
That's cool. That's real cool.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Little family affair there. Because you had JF and his son, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then...
and his friend, Al.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I don't think I met him, but yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it was kind of like a mini overhaul, and with all the, you know, we had so many people working on it, fighting over each other.
We even had Chip come help us one night.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was cool. It was fun to watch over there, to watch it transform. Because who painted it?
Mitch Lanzini, Lanzini Body Works. Yeah, and that was another deal, you know, like, because the time frame was super short, and when I came back and decided we were doing this, I was like, okay, let me call my paint buddy, Lanzini, and then Ron Mangus.
Yep.
We've done a few things together, and so I called them, and I was like, hey, here's what I'm thinking, and they were both on board, so I was like, okay, that's all I need from, you know, I can handle most everything else, but I can't paint, but I've never painted a whole car and I don't do any interior. So I was like, if I can get those guys on board, we're in. And they're all excited about it. And so
they did a great job too.
Oh yeah, for sure. And man, I mean, Ron finished that real quick.
Yeah.
I mean, and you had it there late in the game too, right? I mean,
yeah, I was getting nervous because he kept pushing me back. He's, next week. Well, because it was December. And then once it got to December, he was like, well, it's going to be around Christmas time. And then that came and went. And it was the middle of January when we brought it there. But actually, we needed all the time we could get, and actually could have used a little more probably before we took it out there, but it all worked out.
But, and you know, now you've, it's kind of like with Pat's truck, there's a few things that we've talked about. We're like, okay, we need to fix this, right? I mean, we need to do this, and you need to put some miles on your car, you know?
Yeah.
Work the bugs out.
Yeah, get all the bugs worked out.
But I mean, you stuff, you know, but... like you entered into AMBR, but you built it to drive and enjoy, right?
So it's like,
you know, which is cool. Because how many miles are you thinking to be on that 36 Roadster?
The, well, you know? Right.
And on the Pontiac, how many miles are going on that Pontiac? You know?
Those.
The winners.
They don't drive those. Like that's where you get all the enjoyment is actually using them.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, for sure, right? I don't know.
Yeah.
They are works of art, but they need to be enjoyed. And that's, you know, I told the story a million times about the Shazoom road trip, but I mean, I got like pictures of that thing in the middle of America, just the front of that thing just covered in bugs, man. Yeah. You know?
Right.
Yeah, that was cool. That was a cool trip. But yeah, you gotta enjoy the stuff. So yeah, I mean, we're gonna be in Del Mar. That should be a good show. And then what do you think? Are you gonna go to some of the shows back east?
I've got plans to go to Deuce Days in Canada.
Oh,
in
wow.
June. So
is
we're
that
gonna...
in Kelowna? No.
It's on the Victoria Island.
Victoria Island, okay.
I went up last time. They only do it every 3 years. And it sells out, you know, as soon as registration
it's coming
and stuff. But it's in June.
Oh, okay. That sounds
and
cool.
And we're going, now Chip's going along with, and I got my buddy from Finland. Like, we're all leaving from here, driving up to Brizio's, and then he's got another 5 or 6 cars. So we're going to have a whole caravan of hot rods driving
that
up there.
Should be good. June?
Yeah.
The weather's probably going to be pretty nice.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, right? Road trips sound, I mean, I'm just, some of my best memories growing up were road trips.
Yeah.
And especially road trips and hot rods, you know?
Yeah, that's even
like
better.
Like AmeriCruise.
Right.
That was cool. I've only done the Power Tour as a working it, but those aren't fun. Like, as a worker,
right.
It's not fun, you know? But just a spontaneous road trip. I mean, when we went AmeriCruise, I told a story with Chip and all those crazy times, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So, yeah, hopefully we'll get it back east too. Like, depending on how much time I can get off this year, I'd like to
key,
drive
right?
a bunch. Yeah, well, because that's the other problem is I got to keep the shop rolling. So,
well, yeah, I mean, you did a good job, man, leading up to it, because I know you guys were hammering on that, but you still got stuff out for me and everybody else, and you know, it was cool. You know, hectic though, right?
Yeah,
I mean, when you came in, I was like, wait a second. Oh, that's right. Because I pay attention to what's going on over there. But I mean, you know, you see one or two wheels and you go, oh, he's got them all done. He just, nope, I'm putting the rear one in the machine on Saturday night before, right?
Yeah.
But cool. It came out nice, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to give Dan at Speedway some credit, you know, because he stepped up to everybody.
For ball, yeah.
Everybody stepped up, man. It was like, you know, you're dropping stuff off on Monday and you're like, hey, I need some help here. You know, are you spraying bronze right now? You know?
Yeah, my chrome guy and, you know, everyone involved was really helpful and made it happen.
Well, and they know, too, it's like once a year, stuff like that, you know? It's not like some customers where everything's a fire drill, right?
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. But, no, it was cool. It everything clicked off pretty good. I don't know. I mean, I think Triple Crown of Hot Rodding is probably going to be on the list.
Yeah, I'd like to go to that. I don't know if about driving there just because of time.
It's
like
so
the
crazy,
time
right?
Away
it's
from
like that, it's
work
like,
it's, is.
There's a lot of time involved. Yeah, involved.
Yeah,
getting from California over there to Tennessee. Yeah, because we're going to go to Del Mar. We'll be there, and then depending on how the truck does, we might go to Pleasanton in August.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not too far.
No. And then Triple Crown and then, I don't know.
Maybe Hot August Nights.
I haven't been to that in years.
Yeah, me neither.
Last time I went there, I was with American Racing. And once again, we were working it, dude. You know? I didn't get to cruise to the other casinos. Have you been to Hot Dog and Science at all?
Not yet.
No. Yeah, I don't know. It's something to look into again, you know? But do you hit the was it the Loveland show? Good Guy show?
Oh, yeah. Every year.
Pretty good show? There. I haven't
it's
been.
Great show. Great yeah. show.
But the one, is it outdoor? It's all.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, that's the only thing about Colorado. Because when is it? Is it September?
September 9th, I thought it was this year, yeah.
The weather's usually, is it okay?
It's decent. Yeah, it's good.
But I mean, Colorado.
Colorado, it
changes every day.
It could rain. It could rain.
Every 15 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
It'll rain and be sunny and you know, it changes.
You get all four seasons in one day?
Right, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everybody I know that lives in like the Denver area and all around there, just, I don't know. Could be snowing one day and then 70 degrees the next day.
Yeah.
We get some warning over here. But yeah, the weather this weekend was great at the show.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
I think that's what brought a lot of people out, man. There was a ton of people. And it's cool because it's like, it's such a draw that I get to see people that I talk to over the phone, you know?
Right.
You get the same thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, you talk to these people over the phone or you've only known them online and then you finally get to meet them. So, but yeah. Anything else exciting? No?
No, I don't.
It's weird, right? Now you're like.
Yeah, it's calm now.
Yeah. Yeah. So did you, by the time you got to the show, by the time I was in the booth, were you just like, relief? And just let me enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. Like just.
Right.
Take a big sigh of relief because it was.
Done.
The calm after the storm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to the finish line.
I could step away from it for a minute. On Monday night, we left and the sun was still out. I was like, this is weird. Like going home and it's still light out.
Oh,
after
yeah.
the show.
Yeah, yeah. Right?
It's like, I'm not used to leaving work when it's still light out.
Yeah. No, it was, it's weird. Yeah. It's kind of like now that's why I was asking what the next thing was, you know? So Del Mar gives you, but Del Mar is going to be right around the corner too. That's like 8 weeks away, right?
Right. But then there's a hot rods and helicopter deal in Huntington.
So Huntington Beach, it's in March, right?
Yeah. So I got
hot rods and helos.
Yeah. Yeah, that might be a good test run, like, you know, drive down
thanks for reminding me about that.
Before going to Del Mar.
Yeah. I mean, there's not, here's the issue with the thing, unless they've updated, there's not a lot of information about the show, you know?
Yeah.
All the stuff I've seen, there's not a lot, like what?
What's going to happen?
Yeah, like what's the details of it? Are they limiting it? Because they're having it.
I got a text message saying that the registration's almost full.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like, where is it by the pier?
No. Well, down like the parking lots in between the pier and beach.
Yeah, one of those public parking lots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, they have did, big concerts.
They've had
there.
Shows. Yeah.
And they do. They do the last year. They had like the helicopter and exotic cars.
Okay.
And so now they're trying to mix it with helicopters and hot rods.
Okay. Yeah.
So it might be interesting. Like at Huntington Beach, it doesn't take much to draw a crowd because everyone's there anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And they've been having, they set up, I know exactly the area you're talking about. It's south of the pier.
Yeah.
Right. And they've set up big stages for big concerts.
Oh, yeah.
You know? They had that new wave. What was it called? Death to New Wave or something last year.
Yeah.
I rode my bike down there. I was like, where is it going? It was early in the morning. It's like 10 in the morning. I'm like, that's a huge stage. Yeah, they built it all up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's something. Okay. Well, and then are you going to do the orange car show?
Yeah, I forgot about that. it's just, that one's right here.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Summertime around the corner.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, now I got a new car, so I got
to
go show
that's
it
what I'm
off.
Saying. Like, it's time now, time to enjoy it, you know?
Right.
That's why I was telling Pat, just put some miles on that thing, you know? Go enjoy it.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm excited. You did a good job on the wheels, man. It was cool. That we've been trying to figure that floating window thing out and trick it out more and more. And he kind of figured it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those caps come out. Right. Great.
The caps make those wheels with the Cerakote in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah, no, it all came together good, man. Not a lot, and I'm gonna say the quality at the show was good. Not a lot of junk stuff there, you know.
Like, no.
a lot of quality companies, man. I'm proud to say there's a lot of, you know, and hopefully a lot of the stuff's being made in America. We know some of it isn't, right? You know, buying your billets on Temu, you know, Temu billet boys, dude. Yeah. So yeah, no,
they haven't sponsored us yet. So. No. We're working on it.
Yeah, Temu. Yeah. Well, cool guys. Well, thanks for coming over.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, and Randy, don't make it 10 years.
No, it'll be more often now.
Yeah, that would be good. Because are you going to do another car for next year?
Maybe the year after.
Yeah, right? Skip a year? Well, all comes down to money and time, right?
Yeah.
So,
but now my dad's retired, so he...
There you go. Yeah.
He can come.
That's how I can take 2 weeks off and feel okay about it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, right? You come out here, and especially this time of year.
Yeah.
Right.
Give you a break from that weather.
Get
over
away
there.
From the snow in Colorado.
Yeah, what's it like right now?
I guess it finally just melted, but we had 16 inches a week ago.
Damn.
Wow. I wouldn't even know what to do.
Yeah.
16 inches
of snow. Don't do much. That's,
yeah, right?
Stay home, work on the hot rod in the garage.
Yeah, so crazy. That's pretty, and yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, hopefully we get some weather out here, but we ain't getting no snow. That's for sure. Well, right on. Cool. Well, we're looking forward. You know, good job. Good job on the car. And
yeah, thanks.
We're looking forward to having some fun with us this year, you know?
Yeah.
So everybody check us out at some of these shows. Go support the hobby there.
Yeah.
And have a good time, man.
Get out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Just drive these things. Go on a road trip.
Anyway, go on a road trip.
I don't care what you drive.
Send us photos of your road trip and we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever. We want to hear about whatever.
Let's get out there.
Just get out there. Get off the phone and get on the road.
There was a saying, we're not here for a long time. We're here for a good time.
Absolutely.
Man. There you go.
Yeah. You got to do that. Go see America.
Go see America.
While it's still here.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thanks. Right on. Well, if you guys want to catch Chris and Mike, they're going to be at the Del Mar Good Guys Show. That is April 4th through 6th, coming up soon. To our listeners, thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys are viewing this, it means that the video came out. So hopefully we'll see. But again, from me, Chris, Mike and Randy Curtis, thank you for tuning in. This is another episode of the Hot Rods by Boyd podcast.